Today we saw machlokas between the Briscoe Rav and the Chazon Ish.
Hey, why is it different?
Well, you weren't here, but it's on there. Okay, I don't know. Machlokas between the Briscoe Rav and the Chazon Ish was about whether, if you read along, do you still get? Is it still considered to be reading b'tzibur if you're reading along with the shaliach tzibur, or if you're reading by yourself, does that not lose the status of reading b'tzibur?
Even though.
Yes.
You might want to pause that.
Okay. So, in Sifir Aleph, the Mechaber says, Yesh limchos biyad ha-korim le-nashim ha-magila b'lashon la'az. There are some people who read the Megillah to women in the language that they understand, then you shouldn't do that. Af pishaksuv b'lashon la'az. Even if it's written in English, you shouldn't read it in English. The Mishnah Berurah says, because if the men understand it in Lashon HaKodesh, then according to many poskim, you have to read it in Hebrew if you understand Hebrew. And also, there are words that we don't know how to translate, like achashtaranim b'nei haramachim. So therefore, you should not read it in English. Better to read it in Hebrew. If it was written in Hebrew, then for sure you would need to read it in Hebrew. So if you'd base, Kora misnam name. If you read it when you're falling asleep, you're going in and out, in and out, in and out, like the head bob. So ho avalonir dam b'sheina yatza. Since you didn't actually fall asleep, you're still yotze. Avalim shama misnam name lo yatza. But if you're falling asleep while you're listening to it, then you're not going to yotze because mistami, you missed a couple words and you're not really able to pay attention appropriately. So since you're not paying attention appropriately, you're not going to be yotze, so you should make sure to stay awake the whole time. Poskim discuss, what if you have the Megillah open in front of you and your finger's on the place, and then all of a sudden you open your eyes and your finger was on the place, so really you know where you are, so does that mean you were paying attention or not? So I don't know.
That happens when
right?
I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
exactly.
So if you'd give a hayakosva, if you're writing it, shakori pasuk b'megillah shumatu gimana b'kosva, that you're reading it while you're writing it. Imkivin libo latzei stei chavatzel yatza. If you had in mind to be yotze, then it works. Vushetek suva kula lefana b'megillah shumatu gimana. As long as you're copying from a full Megillah, because you have to read the Megillah from a full Megillah. V'chenimai Megiyah, v'chenimai Dorsho, or if you were correcting it, or just translating it. Shakori pasu Megillah shalema v'dorsho. Im kivin libo latzei zidei chovaso yatze. If you had a mind to be yotze, you're yotze. So this sounds like we paskin mitzvot srichos kavana. Even though earlier in Siman Samech, some paskin only on Doraisa do we say mitzvot srichos kavana, and Megillah is only Dorabanan, so maybe we would say you don't need kavana. But others say that mitzvot, which are completely dependent on words, on your speech, so that definitely requires kavana because there's no action. So that's what it seems like we're going like over here. You shouldn't stop for anything else. If you're reading it, you have to have in mind to be motzi other people. The person who hears also has in mind to be yotze. But if someone is the chazan, so then mistama, he has in mind to be motzi everyone. You don't actually have to have it specifically in mind. And anyway, as long as you have it in mind in the beginning of the Megillah, you're yotze, so that's why they always announce before the Megillah, the person who is reading will have you in mind, and you should have in mind to be yotze, and that's good enough to cover you for the entire time, as long as, once again, you stay awake and you're paying attention the entire time.